Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. The title is Libya, 100 Days of Bombing, and it concludes with me asking you for money. It's for a good cause. Let's see if we get that far. With America leading from behind, NATO will reach the symbolic 100 days of bombing mark on Sunday, way behind schedule. I don't know what the schedule was, but it certainly wasn't months. In March, many predicted Gaddafi would fall within days. Others, including Foreign Matters, argued that the civil war would quickly bog down, with the NATO bombing having the effect of saving the rebel movement, but then more or less freezing the front lines. Now, despite a degree of mission creep, 12,000 or so sorties, 4,500 strike sorties, 2,000 targets hit, the lines are static. The only hope of removing Gaddafi seems to be remaining either with him falling underneath a passing cruise missile or the long-predicted Tripoli uprising. Moreover, what of the post-Gaddafi era, if there is to be one? Well, the US commander in Africa, General Carter Ham, said this week that there's no post-conflict plan and that the United Nations and African Union may need to contribute ground forces to maintain law and order. US troops? No way, said the general. After all, I paraphrase, America's leading from behind on this one. And that's been the problem all along. The US kicked off the bombing using assets only they had. They made the area safe for NATO. And then they scaled down, and Obama said to the Europeans, it's your area, you do it, we're busy elsewhere with something we care more about, Afghanistan. Now NATO appears to be on its way to proving that without America leading from the front, it can't even defeat a small third-rate military using air and sea power after months of trying. Now, there have been successes, notably the saving of Benghazi, along with possibly thousands of lives and the entire rebel movement. But with the lines frozen, patience is wearing thin. The Arab League has turned against the campaign. It wants a ceasefire, so does the African Union. The Italians have followed suit, despite hosting many of the NATO jets. There have been civilian deaths, and no matter that Western leaders keep telling us that Gaddafi is isolated, he retains a degree of support from Russia, China, and many of the African countries. Hovering like a dark cloud over all these problems is the cost of the war and the strain it's putting on the armed forces of both the UK and France. And the leaders of both countries, well, they've put their international reputations on the line on this one. They have not yet failed. President Sarkozy is rumoured to be demanding some sort of victory by Bastille Day, July 14th. Another deadline will be the six-month mark, and then Christmas. It's quite possible that the massive pressure on Gaddafi means he will have cracked by one of these psychological deadlines. But if each one is reached and passed, there will be further cracks in the unity and psychology of the effort to remove him. 100 days. And counting. Now, money. Foreign Matters is going off for 2 weeks to try and cycle from Land's End in Cornwall to John O'Groats at the top of Scotland. It's about 1,000 miles. If anybody wants to sponsor me, go to justgiving.com. If you want to sponsor the Alzheimer's Society, search for iTwitius. If you want to sponsor Help for Heroes, search for iTwitius1. That's I-T-W-I-T-I-U-S, 1. And that's Foreign Matters. Thanks very much. See you next time.